A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds, 36 degrees, KSL's top story. The Salt Lake County Health Department is showing off its newest weapons in the push to get everyone a vaccination. Shots that come to you. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
So far, more than 90,000 people have received the COVID-19 vaccine in Salt Lake County. But County Mayor Jenny Wilson says there are people who just can't travel to get it.
We're well aware that there are harder hit areas and communities that are harder hit.
So the county is unveiling two mobile health centers that are a bit smaller than an average food truck, but they'll be able to go to county residents that can't travel to them. Health Department registered nurse Lee Cherie Booth says if they need to be later used for mass vaccination events, they can be.
We can get the tables out and set up a vaccine area. We can use it as a drive-up.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Despite reports to the contrary, the state health department says Utah is getting its fair share of the vaccine. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards now with an update.
They've had an increase of 2 to 5% more doses each week, then suddenly a jump of 30% from the feds for next week. But there's no way to tell if that'll continue the following. Still, Immunization Director Rich Lakin told KSL's David Ujanovic show that Utah is getting its fair share. They may use the extra this time to get out to people falling in a bit of a gap between long-term care facilities and appointments for age 70 plus.
After mid-February, the state health department expects to lower the age to 65 plus. That's after mid-February. And they plan to add in younger people with certain pre-existing conditions to get the vaccine. More than 250,000 vaccinations have been given out in Utah, 37,000 of those second doses. The state is reporting just over 2,000 positive cases today and 7 more deaths. Avalanche Watch. This is for the mountains around Logan, the Uintas, the Wasatch Mountains. Utah Avalanche Center says there's considerable danger. Conditions are ripe for a slide at any time, and you have to be careful in the backcountry. Severe storms are causing mudslides in part of fire-ravaged California. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a mudslide has hit multiple homes in Monterey County. The slide trapping residents after some ignored evacuation orders.
Our first priority was to get people out of their homes. We did have some injuries to civilians. They're in our local hospitals being treated.
Fire Chief Michael Urquidez says the area got a lot of rain in a short amount of time. Police in Denver have arrested three teenagers in a high-profile murder of five family members in early August. Their home was set on fire while they slept. Here's Denver Mayor Michael Hancock.
This was one of the most heinous crimes I've ever seen or witnessed in our city.
The 15-year-old and two 16-year-olds were seen on surveillance video in the early morning hours of the fire wearing creepy white masks. Police won't say much because of the age of the teens, but they do say that they do not believe it was a hate crime. Oscar-winning actress Cloris Leachman has died. Among her most famous roles is Nurse Diesel in the 1977 movie High Anxiety.
Dr. Thorndike, how do you do? Charlotte Diesel. Sure you'll want to rest a bit and freshen up before you meet the rest of the staff. Dinner is served promptly at 8 in the private dining room. Those who are tardy do not get fruit cup.
Millions knew her as the self-absorbed neighbor Phyllis in the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She was 94 years old. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A militia member has pleaded guilty today to charges he was plotting to kidnap the governor of Michigan. ABC's Aaron Katursky has details.
Ty Garbin now admits to taking part in the conspiracy to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and accuses a co-conspirator of trying to recruit 200 people to storm the state capitol in Lansing and execute lawmakers by hanging them on live television. Garbin said he and other militia members trained in Wisconsin, where one man brought a modified AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. Garbin's plea agreement said the group conducted surveillance of Whitmer's vacation home, proposed destroying a nearby bridge, and discussed how to overcome her security detail with a shoulder-fired weapon. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
The Jazz take on the Dallas Mavericks tonight, but you won't see Donovan Mitchell. He's out with a possible concussion. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the story.
The team says Mitchell first started having concussion symptoms this morning and is entering the NBA's concussion protocol.
Donovan straight away three. There it is. Donovan Mitchell.
Mitchell with only 9 points in last night's win against the Knicks. It's not clear when he might have gotten hurt. He took an elbow to the face on an offensive foul by Austin Rivers just before halftime. He also took a knee to the head on a rebound. He finished the game, though, playing a total of 34 minutes. The team says they'll continue to monitor him. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Rest up, Spida. Baseball legend Hank Aaron was relayed to rest this afternoon in Atlanta. Former President Bill Clinton talked about the racism that Aaron overcame and the trail he blazed for others to follow.
I believe that Hank Aaron's greatness as a baseball player was just a part of the ordinary fabric of American life, you know?
The man who broke Babe Ruth's home run record while enduring racist death threats, Hank Aaron, was 86 years old. KSL News Time 4:06. Ricky, what's happening on the roads this afternoon?
It's kind of quiet out there, which is pretty nice. And that's on the Valley Freeways, the main secondaries. But in Utah County, a KSL traffic trooper giving us a heads up of a crash in Linden, northbound State Street at 200 South. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, dinner time's on the way. My Minute of News is next. Chinese food's coming up. Stay here. It's 4:06 at KSL News Radio.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.